Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot of headlines to get to, but of course the big one is what's been going on in Afghanistan. And from what I understand, the U.S. has sent, in response to withdrawing 2,400 of the final troops, they've had to now put back 7,000 troops to help smooth the evacuation of Americans. I'm being told that there's about 40,000 Americans still there, that they have, they're trying to remove at least 5,000 people a day. Kabul was taken over by the Taliban. Most of the country was taken over by the Taliban within a matter of days. And so it's a very, very scary time. It's a very disheartening time for, you know, anybody who served there and, you know, lost their lives and sacrificed to kind of help keep the peace in Afghanistan over the last 20 years. And I'm not here as a foreign policy expert by any means. I'm not here to debate, you know, whether America should have been there in the first place or whether America should have stayed. But I hate seeing mistakes made. I hate seeing the bad guys gain momentum. And so as an American, I think I have a right to say what I need to say, right? Where I think this was a complete cluster. And I don't understand why there wasn't more, I guess, you know, foreign policy strategy, why many of these things weren't anticipated, and this done better, and where's NATO, where's our other, you know, our allies, and why did just U.S. saying, look, we're out, cause this whole fall? Now, you know, the 2,400 troops was after it was diminished down from the tens of thousands during the Trump administration. Obama tried to pull out. Trump tried to pull out. This was one of these countries where we had a false sense of security with American troops and our other allies there to kind of keep the Taliban at bay. Maybe that's exactly what we need. I don't know. I'm no foreign policy expert, but what I do know is the Taliban has gained so much momentum, Hamas is cheering them on, that it's a very, very scary time, not only for what's happening right now in the area, but also for all of us countries. Is China going to move in? Is Russia going to move in? And I, as a doctor with background in psychology, I always worry about the psychology of the voter, the psychology of our enemies, the psychology of how things look. And it looks like a cluster. I think Biden appeared very, you know, very coherent in his speech yesterday. He gave a speech. He gave his reasons, you know, put some blame on the Trump administration, saying, look, you know, Trump wanted to withdraw troops by May 1st. But, you know, who's to say it would have happened the same way? Maybe it would have. Maybe this would have happened in May, you know, if Trump was still president. Who knows? But I really fear that this was done more to get a headline, to get the quan of being the one to quote-unquote end the Afghan war, and de-escalating deployments and troops is something that is a president's job, and it's something that presidents should be doing. But if you do it halfway, or if you do it and it causes chaos, people fleeing, I don't know if you've seen the videos, there's a video of a guy that tried to flee Afghanistan and the Taliban by jumping into the landing gear area. Now, you and I know that's a bad idea because we've heard of people trying to be stowaways and dying that way. But some other people, they don't have the memo. So you see his body being crushed. It's a horrible video. You see people dropping from a plane. They're that desperate. When you see people in that country run to an airport and are willing to jump on a plane that's going thousands of feet in the air, risking death hanging onto a plane, you know the Taliban is pretty bad. Now, you know, I was asked, the reason why I brought this up is because one of my listeners asked, you know, how many troops are stationed in Israel? How many troops are stationed in Germany? So I basically, I put up a list, and I got it from Wikipedia, who got it from the Department of Defense. And, you know, there's troops throughout the globe. We knew that. We have about 1.1 million troops, not in combat roles, but in non-combat roles for either peacemaking or security. Alaska alone has about 20,000, obviously because of their location. Guantanamo Bay, 621. Honduras, 393. Puerto Rico, 143. But interestingly, in Japan, we have 53,900 troops. In Hawaii, we have 42,000 troops. So we have more troops in Japan than Hawaii, interestingly. And in South Korea, we have about 26,300 troops. South Korea. Why? Well, because they're there to keep North Korea in check, be close by to China. So we have a lot of forces there. We're talking Army, Navy, Air Force. We have a lot, Coast Guard. We have Marines. We have, you know, and God bless our troops. We have tens of thousands of people there that are for a variety of missions. And so I worry if the goal to bring troops home, which, mind you, I want our troops, you know, back with their families. I am grateful for everything our troops do. But what we just did is we took 2,400 out and now put 7,000 back. All right? We can't do this halfway. We can't have people needing to go back, right, and then escalate troops. And right now we have an escalation of our forces, which is something that was never supposed to be in the works, that wasn't supposed to be in the plan. And again, maybe this isn't Biden, maybe this is just people advising him. I mean, you know, there's a lot of debates on, you know, what if these decisions are his. Apparently there is a quote that somebody did, you know, clock from Biden saying blank that with the F word when somebody asked, talked about, I guess, the path of this. But, you know, if anybody's starting, you know, plans on removing South Korean troops, let's say, can I just say, please just don't do it the same way we did with Afghanistan, because, you know, North Korea is waiting for an opportunity as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And thanks for you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I began some questions about some of the new, they're not really directives, coming out of Nevada in terms of venues having vaccine mandates in order to relieve the burden of masking. And we're going to talk about that because I know some of you are a little confused with that. But one question that I have been asked, and I've answered this before on air, but I'll do it again just because it keeps coming up, is people are wondering if the reason why we're having high COVID case counts is because vaccinated people are causing the test to be positive. And there's some misinterpretation of some of the headlines where people are thinking that if you're vaccinated, the vaccine is turning around and causing your test to turn a positive. And that's not what's happening. And I'll kind of explain why I don't think that's happening. What is, though, a headline that is true is vaccinated individuals do seem to also come down with COVID and carry COVID. But I understand why people want to make sure that it's not that it's the vaccine that's causing it, or it's that they're actually having COVID itself. So how do you tell? Well, we have obviously a couple types of COVID tests. We have the PCR test that looks at genetic material, and we have the rapid antigen test. We are told that the mRNA and the mRNA vaccine from Johnson, from Pfizer and Moderna, and the DNA vaccine from Johnson & Johnson is not supposed to have the genetic material that will trigger the PCR test to be positive. So, if the PCR test is not looking for the spike the spike protein that the virus the mRNA or the DNA in these vaccines respectively are creating, then the PCR should not be triggering positive. With the rapid antigen test, people are like, well, isn't a spike protein an antigen? Well, we're being told that when you get the vaccine, these spike proteins that are made and then disappear don't necessarily make it to your respiratory tree. They're just in your blood. Or, you know, from the muscle to the bloodstream where the antibodies can meet it, learn it, and then build up antibodies. So we're being told that the science behind these vaccines are not supposed to trigger a PCR test, are not supposed to come into the respiratory tree like your nose or your nasopharynx to trigger the rapid antigen test. Now, I believe it, but if science comes out saying, no, you know, looks like something else could be going on, I'm definitely going to be open. As a doctor, you have to be open to at all. You know, a doctor who's closed-minded is not a good doctor. So, you know, if there's proof that that's evidence, you know, to the contrary, then I'm open to it. Show me. But right now, what we're being told is the vaccines are not supposed to trigger the tests. And I believe it because I am seeing vaccinated individuals get COVID. And because COVID is so rampant right now with this Delta variant, if somebody vaccinated tests positive for COVID, I'm probably going to assume that it's because they actually got COVID. They have the virus replicating, and that virus that's replicating in their nostrils is triggering the rapid test. The virus that's replicating is being picked up in the body through the PCR. So I hope that kind of explains that. So yesterday at 5 p.m. local time, Governor Sisolak came on, and it's so stressful. I mean, the state always freaks out. That's why I never want to be governor, because I don't want people dreading, you know, my coming up there because they think there's going to be a mandate. And he was very clear to calm everybody down and say, look, you know, I'm not going to be mandating anything. But what was suggested was interesting. And there's a lot of debate on whether this is a good move or not. So Governor Sisolak obviously wants to work towards, you know, increasing vaccine compliance, shall we say. And he also wants large venues and large events to have mask compliance. And so I don't know if you've seen footage of some of the, you know, events, but after the CDC and after the, you know, our governor here in Nevada ordered that, look, masks for vaccinated and unvaccinated, right, in indoor settings, when you look at these venues like the Raiders game, I mean, people have masks by their chin, they have masks around their neck, there was a big fight. I mean, it was just, there's like, what, 20,000, 30,000 people, right? You know, inside, outside, and, you know, how to enforce it. And these large venues, remember, they are barely, you know, starting to get back into the swing of things because they lost millions of revenue. I think Spirit Airlines, with their 11-day issue, you know, where they had to kind of put, they had to, I guess, postpone flights. I think they lost about $50 million. We'll talk about the numbers with that. So after losing millions and millions of dollars, all right, and you know, you're staffing, but do you have enough staff to go around saying mask, mask, mask? And trust me, you know, at a football game, you're rowdy. And you know, you're drinking, so it was a cluster. And, you know, masks in and of itself is a cluster because people don't have the N95 respirators. They have gaiters. They have all sorts of things on their face. They're breathing. They're not breathing. I just don't see how it's effective when in the hospital, as a medical student, I mean, I would have been kicked out of medical school if I did 1/100th what people are doing out with their facial masks when it comes to trying to prevent getting the virus. So, you don't touch your face. You don't touch a mask. It's a fresh one. It's an N95 respirator. It's a thick mask. It's, you know, so it's kind of a cluster. But obviously these venues are having issues, you know, trying to keep to the CDC and the governor's mask mandates and recommendations. So the governor said, look, all right, if you guys require vaccination for people coming to your event, then you could be maskless. Even though you and I know that maskless people can still spread the virus, it's an attempt to hopefully increase vaccination. So then a question comes up, well, what if you bought season tickets? You spent a lot of money and you aren't vaccinated. Are you going to be refused? So I don't know if they get their money back, but what was suggested at the press conference is there will be a tent at these games where somebody could get a vaccine. So if you don't have proof of your vaccine, you could go get the vaccine, put on a mask, because you'll still be allowed in because you have the vaccine, but because obviously it doesn't work yet, you'll have a mask on, and then you could go into the event. So I could be wrong, correct me, but apparently, and by the way, Allegiant Stadium had within hours made the announcement that, yeah, they're going to require proof of vaccination for all games. Now, I'm vaccinated, so I could go to a game. But for those of you that are vaccinated and bought tickets, your question is going to be, so what do I do? So my guess is you can't go at all if you haven't had at least one shot. And you can go and get the shot, but then you'll have to wear a mask. And you have to show proof that you just got the shot. And then you wear a mask, and you'll have to keep that mask on. How, again, people are going to be able to know that you in seat A105, right, you know, are under vaccinated is beyond me. I don't know how this, you know, but the governor wants to try to improve vaccination rates and thinks this will do it. So I get this whole COVID thing is just been one cluster after another, and I'm not sure how these companies do it, and I'm really not sure how humans, who are very human and like to like our sports, we like sex, we like our concerts, we like to date, we like to be around other people. I mean, this virus looks like it's going to be with us for a long period of time. And vaccine hesitancy is going to be with us for a long period of time. Those who want the vaccine are getting the vaccine. Those who want a booster, apparently it's getting recommended that you could get a booster 8 months after your second dose. I don't think that's law. I think some people are already, or I'm sorry, they're getting their third booster shot sooner. But now, I guess the powers that be, the CDC, Fauci, are embracing the idea of going ahead and getting a booster if it's been 8 months. So for those of you that got vaccinated in December, you're probably going to be able to get your third dose. So we know that these vaccines don't last long. We know these vaccines don't provide 100% protection against the variants. And we know that venues are having trouble with the whole mask thing. So that's what ended up happening. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan, speaking at a Tuesday Pentagon press conference, Major General Hank Taylor says the single runway airfield is now secure.
Right now, the airfield, like I said earlier, is secure.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says if anyone in country that is supposed to be on a flight must find their own way to Kabul.
Sacred obligation, we take very seriously. There is a process, and I would highly encourage them, if they're not already in that, to consult with the State Department officials to get themselves enrolled in that. And then what we'll do, as we've said from the beginning, is help get them out of Kabul. And we are also working very hard here locally to help get them, if they need, temporary lodging here in the United States while they complete that processing.
Flights out of Kabul continue through the end of the month. The 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Airborne is holding the line. USA Radio News. With more on the chaos that is the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
During his address to the nation Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, President Biden said that his decision to withdraw troops from the country was the continuation of a Trump-era policy. Former National Security Advisor under President Trump, John Bolton, says that both presidents did have the same idea about bringing troops home from Afghanistan. But Bolton tells Newsmax TV that President Biden has to own the implementation of the withdrawal and the message that it sends to allies around the world.
The decision to leave was a decision shared by Trump and Biden. Both of them have felt for some time they wanted out, and in that sense, they're two sides of the same coin. The execution of the decision, however, rests entirely with Biden, and it has proven to be a catastrophe. And it has an effect not just on what happens in Afghanistan. This calls into question American resolve and American competence around the world. I think Biden internationally has done himself a great deal of harm.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while we're getting ready for September, National Preparedness Month, and National Blood Donation Week, and National Blood Donation Day that's going to be coming up in September to kind of replenish a lot of our, you know, lack of blood supply,
in our blood banks and hospitals, we still have an ongoing issue when it comes to organs and having organs available for those that need organ transplants. And August is National Minority Donor Awareness Month. So joining us today to kind of talk about what's going on the organ transplant scene is Dr. Juan Salcido, Director of the Liver Transplant Program, Living Donor Liver Program, and Hispanic Transplant Program at Northwestern Medicine Chicago. Dr. Salcido, thank you so much for joining us. Or is it Caicedo?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is it Caicedo?
Yes, Caicedo. Yes,
okay, lo siento. Caicedo. Lo siento. Yes. Yeah. Well, very nice to meet you. Mucho gusto.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so tell us what's going on the organ donor front.
Yeah, there is a huge need of organ transplantation in U.S. There's a lot of patients waiting for an organ, and there's a lot of people dying because there's not enough organs to get the transplant. And that's why we need to consider all the options, donating our organs and tissues after we die, or donate our organs when we are alive to save our loved one.
It's so true. It's so true. And it's very interesting in that depending on our demographic, some of us are more at risk of needing certain organs. Like, for example, in the Latino population, diabetes is very rampant, and diabetes affects the kidneys. So you're probably seeing a lot of patients coming in that, you know, are having, you know, severe kidney disease and, you know, possibly needing transplants.
Yes, absolutely. Then diabetes is the leading cause that is damaging the kidneys of our community. Then followed by hypertension, but also there's other causes of organ kidney failure, but also other organ failure, like such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, alcoholism. All of these are damaging the kidneys and livers.
So true. I'm glad that, you know, you're on with us, Dr. Caicedo, because Northwestern Memorial Hospital is kind of on the forefront of this. You guys do thousands of transplants a year. Talk to us about what you do.
Right. Then we do at Northwestern multiple transplants. We do kidney, pancreas, liver, heart, lung transplant. We have done, for Hispanics, we have done more than 1,200 transplants. We do around 200-250 kidney transplants. We do 100-120 liver transplants per year. We have done more than 5,600 kidney transplants and more than 2,200 of liver transplants.
Wow, wow. And, you know, we had a recent family member that had to undergo a liver transplant, and one of the family members was going to help donate. And I think a lot of people don't realize that you could be a living organ donor, and you don't, you know, there are parts of your organ, such as a liver, you know, lobe of lung, that you could donate. Talk to us about living organ donation.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Then we can donate one of our kidneys, or we can donate part of our liver. The liver, for example, is the only organ in the human body that can regenerate. Some people can donate up to 70% of the liver, and by 3 months, the liver will regenerate and will be almost as big as before donation. This is the only organ that can do that in our human body.
That's awesome. You know, organ donation hesitancy. There's a variety of reasons. Some people religious. Some people think they're not going to qualify. Some people are afraid because they drink. They, you know, what are some restrictions on those people that want to donate an organ?
Right. Then, first of all, people need to be in a good health. If we're talking specifically about living donation, then they need to be in a good health. They need to be older than 18. And they need to be willing to do it without any type of coercion. But before anybody can become a donor, we need to do a very thorough evaluation to make sure there's no medical, surgical, or psychosocial contraindication. That's why not everyone will be a donor, but if somebody can become a donor, at least they can become the champion for that recipient. They can start talking with the rest of the family, friends, the social media, and that can help to identify the right donor for that specific recipient.
Absolutely. And how long does it take for the average person to recover who's donated an organ?
Right, very important question. Usually here in Northwestern, the kidney donors, living donor kidneys, they are staying in the hospital only for one day. We're doing a minimal invasive operations using laparoscopic approaches. As well for living liver donors, they stay in house for 2 or 3 days. Then they recover pretty fast. Then when they can return to work depend many factors, including what type of job they do. If their job is just in an office with just working with a computer, phone, and just walking, maybe 2 or 3 weeks is enough. But if people need to do a heavy lifting, they may need longer time before mm-hmm. they can return to work.
So true, so true. We're speaking to Juan Caicedo, doctor and director of the Liver Transplant Program, Living Donor Living Program, and Hispanic Transplant Program at Northwestern Medicine Chicago. Dr. Caicedo, how often do you see that matches need to be within a demographic, like African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, or do you see people still able to take organs despite not being in the same ethnic group?
Right. This is a very important question. I think, as somebody was saying, everybody is the same under our skin. Doesn't matter the color, a religion, ethnicity. But, of course, if you share some particular ethnicity or race, there are some genetic factors that can facilitate to get a specific organ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can receive an organ from any race and ethnicity, that's true. But most of the people waiting for organ transplantation are minorities. We need more minorities donated organs. In that way, we can make easier to find the right donor for every recipient that is waiting for an organ.
So tell us more about the Hispanic Transplant Program at Northwestern Medicine.
Right. Then actually we were the first program that developed something specific for Hispanic. We developed the Hispanic Transplant Program at Northwestern in 2006, and that was the first program in the nation. And we started with the Hispanic Kidney Transplant Program, and in 2010 we developed the Hispanic Liver Transplant Program, and now we are providing care to patients that require a kidney, pancreas, liver transplantation. Our hospital also is performing heart transplant and lung transplant for Hispanics. We have transplanted more than 1,200 Hispanic patients in this hospital. We have improving access to transplant care in Hispanics in 91%. We have increased the number of living donor kidney transplant in this community in our hospital in 74%. And the number of living donor liver transplant also has increased in 80%. This type of trends, we are the only one in the nation. And that's why we're helping other programs across the nation to develop this culturally and linguistically sensitive and congruent program. We have now close to 50 members of our transplant team at Northwestern that are bilingual and bicultural. In that way, we're providing, we're personalizing the care to our community in their own language, understanding the culture, and that is what makes the difference. That's why we have a high donation rate in minority.
That's fantastic, fantastic. Muy bien hecho. Dr. Juan, how do people find out more information about your program?
Yes, they can find information on our website, Northwestern Medicine Transplant Program. They can call us to 312-695-8900. If they're interested to receive information in Spanish, they can call the Spanish line, 312-926-5576.
Fantastic.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, we
Hey, you're back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So at the press conference yesterday in Nevada, one of the reporters asked about the bootleg cards and the fake vaccine cards that people are getting. We're being told that online sites are charging up to $400 for blank cards so people can fill them out themselves. Many are being sold on a site called Telegram, an encrypted site that is favored among people that don't trust Facebook, Twitter. I don't know if that's considered dark web. I'm still a little confused by that, but it's, yeah. They said the blank cardboard cards, and I don't know if they're cardboard, but it's that stock, kind of like that business card stock, are being sold between $24 and $400. Now, the attorney generals of multiple states have written to Twitter, Shopify, and eBay asking them to crack down. Apparently, a California father and son were arrested trying to vacation in Hawaii with fake cards. A California bar owner who was selling them was also arrested earlier this year. Now, I know some of you are kind of, in shock as to why anybody would, go through all that trouble and not get the vaccine. Well, because, as I've said, there are many people that are very concerned about the vaccine. You know, I mean, I was comfortable getting it, but I understand how there are people that are not. And I would be very interested to see what is the number of people that end up, I guess, searching for these. We got to be careful, obviously, because, you search for it, the FBI could be on you, right? Because it's a crime for fake vaccination cards to even be involved, having one, using one, selling one. But I also wonder how many people are looking it up because they're looking for a business. They want to make some money quick. But it would be interesting to see the numbers of those that are, and to scale and to graph how the searches have been rising for things like that. Because as local governments and businesses are starting to demand, you need to show proof of vaccines. If somebody does not want to get the vaccine, the decision to go into Allegiant Stadium or not is probably not going to convince them. Now, you do have a lot of people that are scared or they're on the fence. Come on. You can bungee jump. Come on, just do it. Or come on, let's make out. Nothing's going to happen. Come on. And so there are, a group of population, which we've seen that, said, I'm never going to do it, never going to do it. And then they change their minds. And I've known a lot of people. I've known a lot of vaccine hesitant people who said they got it. I didn't want to, but I got it. And I go, did anything happen? Any problems with the shot? No, not yet. And I understand they're scared. I am not going to insult anybody who is a quote-unquote vaccine hesitant. I don't want to call vaccine hesitant anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers involve a whole spectrum of people, some being falsely accused of being anti-vax, where they vaccinated their children, but a couple vaccines they're not excited about, to the spectrum of they think vaccines have nanoparticles and government sensors and, things like that. So, but if somebody is vaccine hesitant saying, look, I'm worried about the risks, I'm worried about the side effects, I'm worried about what's going to happen long term, I've been doing everything doctors have said about boosting natural immunity, and trying not to over-medicate and trying to be outside and outdoors and, let my body do what it's supposed to do. So, why now do I have to get a vaccine? And somebody might lump them into an anti-vaxxer, and I think that's wrong. Quit trying to blame, quit trying to label. If there's some people that are hesitant, and why are they hesitant? I told you, I did a small survey, and some told me that, look, I don't live near a hospital. So if anything happens to me, what do I do? Now, I'll use the argument, what happens if you get COVID? You're not near a hospital. I get some people they're like, but I feel fine now. I feel fine now, and you want me to mess with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, we have a lot of sayings and a lot of mantras and a lot of what's the word for it, where these are just, you know, kind of rules we live by, creeds of, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't put a cigarette in your mouth if you don't need it. Don't put a drug into your body if you don't need it. Don't be, you know, overtaking narcotics. Don't be putting things in your body you don't know what they do. Don't be having too much sex. Don't be, you know, protect your body. But when it comes to vaccine, get it. I mean, I understand why people are just a little kind of mixed with the government message. One of you asked earlier how many COVID vaccine side effects have now been reported. Let me look up. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on a second. Usually the CDC has a tracker that should be up to date. And I think last time we checked, there was about 6,000. Let me see if they've updated it. They say as of, I'm sorry, just take it a little while. I'm allowed to read on air. All right, let me see. Rare myocarditis. So far as of August 6, 2021, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, has received 1,253 reports in those 30 and younger. Of the 351 million doses of COVID vaccines, 6,631 reports of death were phoned in or, you know, sent in. They don't necessarily conclude that each one of these was COVID-related, but that's as of August 9, 2021. So a 0.0019%, you know, death rate. I still think it's 6,600 deaths too many, but it's still way lower than COVID. But that's why some people are concerned and they're like, I'm going to pass. So, hence, you have the rise of the underground market, the bootleg carts and COVID vaccine carts. Again, FBI, government said, look, it's, you know, you're in trouble. I mean, there's going to be criminal prosecution. Vaccine mandates, New Orleans, Los Angeles, South Carolina, New York City. New York City's vaccine mandate for indoor dining and gyms will start being enforced September 13th. Businesses are expecting guidance actually this week as to how to implement it. Many have been kind of voicing their concerns that it's going to force them to segregate. I told you, this is going to be a very ugly optic, where if you have a bunch of Caucasian people who are vaccinated get to come into the restaurant and you are turning away an African American and forcing them to stand outside in the heat or in the cold. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do. And you're doing it under the premise of, well, he's unvaccinated so he could spread COVID. Yet vaccinated people could spread COVID. Mary Josephine Generoso, manager of the Pasticceria Rocco in Baybridge, Brooklyn, said the city is segregating people with its new rule. She described the proof of vaccine requirement as a step two before civil rights movement. She said it would be like changing the words vaccinated and unvaccinated to black and white, Muslim, Catholic, gay, or heterosexual. So Mayor Bill de Blasio said, look, this is not discrimination. It's about protecting people. But the truth of the matter is there are certain communities, as we discussed yesterday, Native American, African American, certain Latino age groups within the population that are vaccine hesitant more than Caucasian. So what, you're going to be kicking them out, denying them food, denying them access? It's not good. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.